Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Today, I'm going to share my top tips on how you can enjoy the holidays without throwing all of your healthy habits under the bus. We're in the thick of the holiday season now, and it's a time when many of us really struggle to keep our healthy habits going. With all of the extra treats and disruption in our routines, it feels like every day is a cheat day. And it may be tempting to just decide that you'll throw in the towel and pick up the pieces on January 1st. But before you do that, I have three time-tested strategies that can help things from feeling quite so out of control. Holiday tip number one is to cultivate your inner food snob. Now, I'm not talking about being hypercritical or looking down your nose at anyone. That's not in the holiday spirit. But with so many treats and indulgences everywhere we look, we can afford to be, and really, we need to be extra choosy about which ones we're going to enjoy. For example, there's a lot of cheap chocolate around at this time of year. And just because it's wrapped in green and red foil instead of silver doesn't actually make it taste any better. I don't eat cheap chocolate at other times of the year. I'm not even tempted to. I hold out for the good stuff, and then I eat it in small quantities. But for some reason, my normally high standards seem to fall apart as soon as those tiny chocolate Santas hit the scene. Now, I have learned to be on guard against this effect and to remind myself that, if anything, my standards should be higher than usual at this time of year, given the overabundance of options. By the same token, if someone has gone to the trouble to make homemade eggnog, I might enjoy some of that. I know it's crazy high in sugar and calories, but homemade eggnog is really a rare treat. On the other hand, I would never waste the calories on eggnog out of the carton, even if it means I go the whole season without any. That's no big loss. Now, if you genuinely love tiny chocolate Santas or eggnog out of the carton, then this is your chance to enjoy them in moderation. Just remember to pass on all those treats that you don't actually enjoy that much. Now, I can already hear some of you saying, but Monica, the problem is that I love all the treats. There are none that I don't enjoy. Well, in that case, you need to decide which of them you love the most. Or if you really can't rank them, then pick the ones that are the least ubiquitous to be your special treat. Let their rarity be part of the appeal. For example, you'll probably be going to more parties than usual, office parties, family get-togethers, neighborhood gatherings. There will probably be lots of bowls of potato chips and vats of generic onion dip at most of these things, along with multiple bricks of nondescript cheddar cheese and baskets of forgettable crackers. Special? Hardly. Even if you love potato chips and onion dip, you do not need to be eating them every day for the next 3 weeks. So focus instead on special or unusual treats that you don't have all year or that you're not going to be seeing at every party. Holiday tip number two is to plan your treats in order to enjoy them more. One of the most enjoyable parts of any pleasant experience is looking forward to it. The longer we anticipate a pleasurable thing, the more pleasure we get from it. If you're indulging at every opportunity, both the planned ones and the unplanned ones, you never have the pleasure of consciously choosing your treats and looking forward to them. And as a result, you actually get less enjoyment, even though you're indulging in more. Planning ahead also allows us to pick and choose which special thing we would most enjoy, and then that makes it a lot easier to pass on other things that aren't as special. I might decide to skip the cheap wine at the holiday happy hour at the office because I know there will be some very nice wine served at the dinner that I'm going to later, and I've already decided that that is going to be my treat for the day, and I've been looking forward to it. Holiday tip number three is not to fall prey to all or nothing thinking. Just because your diet isn't quite as healthy as usual, or you indulge a little extra during the holidays, it doesn't make sense to completely abandon all of your healthy habits and restraint. And yet, this is what many of us do. we miss our regular workout, and then perversely, we decide that, well, then we might as well go ahead and order fries with lunch instead of our usual side salad. It's a very curious quirk of human nature. If we're going down, we're going down in flames. But I think that might be because we tend to see a healthy lifestyle as an all or nothing thing. You're either on or off the wagon. And once you've fallen off the wagon, well, then you might as well roll all the way into the gutter. But of course, that's not how it really works. A healthy lifestyle is always a work in progress, not an exercise in perfection. One misstep doesn't ruin all of your previous effort, as long as you get back in step. But compounding that single misstep by running another mile in the wrong direction, well, that can start to undo your previous gains. Another dangerous impulse at this time of year is to decide somewhere in the middle of December that you'll just turn over a new leaf on January 1st. And this somehow gives rise to a fantasy that nothing that happens between now and then really counts. And that often leads us to even worse excesses. Even though it may feel like we all get a fresh start on January 1st, the body that you wake up in on New Year's Day is going to be the same one you are spending December in. And the habits and the behaviors that you rehearse and reinforce it this month are the very ones that you will carry into the new year. So why not enter the new year with some positive momentum instead of having to turn the ship completely around? So as we head into the final festive weeks of the year, remember, be extra choosy about your indulgences, plan those treats for maximum enjoyment, and when things inevitably don't go according to plan, don't give in to that black and white thinking. You'll find a transcript of today's show at quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also sign up for weekly updates on new episodes for the Nutrition Diva and all of the Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts. Our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Kate Hines, Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.